exhibits ready to be explored. See stunning benches of all shapes and sizes and bench press, please be seated, please. And then head over to Expedition Earth on a journey through the world's biomes filled with interactive science activities. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexper Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Turtle Bay has new exhibits ready to be explored. See stunning benches of all shapes and sizes and bench press, please be seated, please. And then head over to Expedition Earth on a journey through the world's biomes filled with interactive science activities. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Moving into a rather traditional point of view here, it is the Talk Radio Review that you're about to listen to, an hour of conversation about the charts that have been culled by Talkers Magazine. The folks, the staff at Talkers, listens to lots of talk radio programs, the big hosts around the country, big stations reviewing the stories. And so each week, 52 weeks a year, they come up with a story list, top 10 items, and we count those down here with a review, thanks to the work of Jennifer Horn, who does the DGV program with me and Victoria Keelan, also does mornings on KRLA. And I noticed your co-host, Brian Whitmer, who does the KRLA thing, Whitman, him too, was an inspiration for the new late-night host on WABC.
Yeah, my friend. That's my friend, Frank Morano. He would listen overnights to Brian in New York. Now he's doing overnights. Frank is a producer for, was a producer for Joe Piscopo and Curtis Sliwa for years at the Salem affiliate in New York City. Just recently made that move to WABC. Good guy.
There you go. All right, so that's a little bit of trivia about talk radio. Now into the story list. Jennifer Horn is here, as I said. Victoria Keelan is here, as I said. I'm Doug Steffen at number 10. Let me go to you for this one, Victoria, to start with the Facebook political ad policy being set, or just generally a discussion of social media, how biased, and the question about whether you get your news there. There are all kinds of questions about social media that continue to pop up, so apparently this is getting a little bit more focus, yes?
Well, this has sort of been a big week. Facebook has I consider it to be a completely useless policy. They said that the week leading up to the election, they're not going to allow any political ads. Like, what does that do? Nothing. Twitter had kind of a big week because as the president came down with COVID, as we all know, he was at Walter Reed. So Twitter had to remind everybody, hey, you can't wish bodily harm on anyone. You cannot wish death on anyone. Regardless of who it is, you can't say you hope Biden gets COVID. You can't say you hope the president doesn't recover. Whatever it is, they have been cracking down on that. And that has been their policy. That's not new. That's actually been Twitter's policy since the beginning. So, but this week, a lot of accounts were taken down, a lot of people put in Twitter jail, and, you know, just in general, people saying really horrible, nasty things on, you know, against both candidates, and, you know, I'm happy that Twitter stood up.
So, I'm not. I think that they need to do free speech. I had a tweet censored, I think. I don't know if I told
you
guys about it.
But you can't wish death on someone.
I didn't. I actually was just responding. No, I know. I actually had this instance this week where I was trying to post a tweet because Michelle Obama released a video this week where she talked about 20 minutes, basically, about President Trump being a racist. And my tweet was simply this. Michelle Obama, just a reminder as to what Joe Biden said about your husband. I took the direct quote as to what Joe Biden said about Obama being an articulate, clean African-American, whatever he said for the first time. And I put the direct quote up there, and I said, hashtag fact check. And Twitter kept pulling it down. I tried to post it 8 times. I showed it to my mom. My mom's like, well, you're calling Michelle Obama a racist. I said, I am not. I am saying, just a reminder, here's what Joe Biden said. And it would not let me put it up until...
But that was so blown out of proportion that it was not what he meant. And Obama at the time said, I have no problem with Joe Biden.
Okay.
That was so
it's what he said, and should Twitter be pulling
it
down?
Yeah, but that's, I think, yeah, the secondary issue is what you said, Victoria. The primary issue is there free speech there or not? And apparently
right.
because it's privately owned, they can do what they want to, and there is
well,
no.
It's not gray area. It's not just that. It's when you sign on, you are checking the box, and you are agreeing to their rules. This is not a public platform. This isn't public access TV. You are signing up and saying, I'm agreeing to Facebook's rules, I agree to Twitter's rules, and that's a violation of the rules.
All right,
it's
so there's
simple.
This. Do the some of the groups that are a focus in here, these right, are they the so-called right-wingers, I'm not sure that that's a fair way of describing them. But anyway, this is a group that was thinking about capturing or...
Yeah, they're anarchists.
Governor
they're not right-wingers.
Whitmer.
So let's make sure we get that right.
Yeah.
They're self-described anarchists.
So
yeah, there's some militia group or whatever they call themselves.
Right, but did they get... Were they fed, if you will, they get sustenance by some of the stuff that's on Facebook? Yes, no? Or any social media?
I don't think anybody knows. I think...
If Facebook can turn you into an anarchist, you're pretty stupid. You know, I mean, really?
Well, that's why I don't understand why they're blocking political.
Lately?
Well, no, but I don't understand why they're blocking political ads, because how dumb are you? I mean,
right. That's why I say that makes no sense to me. A week before the election? Right, exactly.
All right. Next up, number 9 on the countdown as we work our way toward number 1, our relationship with China and Russia. Thought it was pretty interesting that the lab tests on Alexei Navalny, am I pronouncing it correctly now, the Russian opposition leader?
Yeah, they confirmed it was poison.
Yeah, a nerve agent, in fact.
Yeah.
So do these sorts of things, do they impact or affect our relationship with the Russians or with Putin? We all know we seem to take the Russians more lightly than we do the Chinese. For all we know, the Russians and the Chinese could have been in on the coronavirus together. Ooh, you don't know that they weren't. You don't know
that's
that
true.
They weren't trying to disrupt the balance of power in the world. The Chinese certainly have made no bones about that. And the fact that we still haven't, there's no policy, speaking of foreign policy, to get American companies the hell out of China and the back, whether it's back to America or someplace else, I don't see other than Trump, I'll give him that. He's the only one that I've seen that really is working toward bringing at least a certain sector, the drug business, back to America. But there ought to be a focus on all of that. Car part, you name it.
Yeah,
the toys, whatever.
We need to start with our pharmaceutical industry, and we need to get that back immediately. It's ridiculous that we rely on China for that industry.
Well, we've made progress on that, which is good. California is going to make their own generics, so that came a couple weeks ago. And then in New Jersey,
why should California do it by themselves? Why aren't there others?
Yeah, it's got to be a move.
It's cuckoo California. They want to do everything on their own like they were a separate country.
I get it. I'm just saying where there has been progress made.
No,
in New Jersey, my representative, Pallone, he sponsored the bill that has been, I think it's heading to the Senate now, that essentially it frees up university labs in America to work with pharmaceutical companies to develop those key ingredients that we need for generic drugs, number one being insulin. We have got to make our own insulin. And so I am very happy with my representative. I'll be voting for him again coming up in the next election. I think he's done a lot of very practical things where we're actually moving the needle. So in the pharmaceutical realm, you know, Rutgers University is here in New Jersey where I am, and that's a lab that has been very well respected but never really allowed to go beyond that university status. And so to be able to work with the federal government and pharmaceutical companies, that could be a real game changer for the whole country.
Yeah,
I'm
it's
not
so important. Well,
I don't know how anybody
can vote for Biden if China is an important issue for them. I mean, Biden has been endorsed by several media outlets in China. During the vice presidential debate, they blocked things that Mike Pence said about China and allowed everything that Kamala Harris said to air. I think that
really?
China, yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
really?
That was a big story this week. And Joe Biden's son, at least, and Biden's brother has been on the payroll of the Chinese Communist government. So when we're asking about who's going to be tougher on China, I think it's really hard for people who are taking that one seriously to justify how they can vote for Biden, because
how can any American?
But that's all in the past. That's not a current thing. I don't think it would be difficult for Biden and Kamala Harris to be tough on China at all.
I don't think they want to be, because they're Joe Biden owes China. I mean, that's a problem. When you're on the payroll of them, you can't just turn on.
I think it's hard to make that stick. But the other side of it is that, as talking about the present, they better be on to holding China accountable. Otherwise, their connection to control is going to be very short-lived. 15 past the hour, the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen will continue with a focus on the climate and the hurricane that's moving, as we do this program, into the Louisiana coastline. We'll get to that in a moment.
Talk Radio Countdown.
It can be difficult.
Turtle Bay has new exhibits ready to be explored. See stunning benches of all shapes and sizes and bench press, please be seated, please. And then head over to Expedition Earth on a journey through the world's biomes filled with interactive science activities. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com. Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan. This is an adjunct to our DJV program, weekly, weekday mornings. So we have this opportunity to go through the list before Michael Harrison joins the party. At number 8, the wildfires, the hurricanes, all of that stuff. As we do this program, Hurricane Delta is in blasting into Cancun and the Yucatan Peninsula, and then headed up toward the Gulf of Mexico. It's in the same place that they've all been this year. I guess that's, you know, more or less, that's the, and one wonders what is going on in
that
the atmosphere there.
Yeah,
that's attracting this sort of thing. Meanwhile, Jennifer, what about the wildfires in California? What's the status there?
still burning over 4 million acres in the state of California. There's a mega complex burning, a fire burning up in Northern California that's burned over 1 million acres all on its own. I have fires where I am in Southern California, and we haven't even gotten into Santa Ana season yet. For those that are outside of California, in October, usually late in the month of October, we get these very dry, windy conditions that pop up, and that always spells trouble. We haven't even gotten through that yet, so it's going to be a rough fall.
All right. So that's that leads us into number seven, the situation with schools, having them open. A number, I think, there are three or four items on the countdown this week that have to do with the COVID, and this is certainly one of them. I don't hear or feel or get a sense of a resolve here. Different parts of the country, different ways, but meanwhile, the kids are still not learning. And there are a lot of people who just say, you know, let's send them to school and let the chips fall where they may.
Good news for parents. I'm pretty sure after Election Day, schools will start to reopen. So that'll be exciting for all of
them. Well, in New York, they've had to, you know, they had to send kids home again for 2 weeks because of the hot spots. And New Jersey might be not far behind it.
21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, moving back into our fold here, the charts for the week of October the 5th to the 9th on the Talk Radio Review. The stories, we're going through those each week at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com. You can see a list of the stories that are gleaned by the folks at Talkers and the people list as well. At number 7, we were talking about the education situation, and I sort of tie that with number 6. I think that the whole business of dealing with reality in school, like the whole business of Black Lives Matter, are those things being taught? Do kids need to be educated as to what's going on with the police? Is that part of what? And if we do that, how do you do it without a bias? That's my question, because there's so much bias presented in schools these days. It's not what to think, it's how to think. And we ought to not be teaching people how to think, but what to think.
How to think is critical thinking. That's what we need to teach.
That's right.
Not
thank
what
you
to think, yeah.
Yeah, I had it backwards, turned it
right
around.
Unfortunately, that's what happens sometimes in academia.
It is. No, that's the point. That's my point in all of this.
Well, I think kids absolutely need to know about race relations and police reform, because teenagers at some point are, you know, are maybe they're going to encounter the police. And so I think that this is that's an important discussion of, you know, what's
but
going
don't you have
on
to talk
and,
about the basics. The, you
yeah,
know,
the problem is that we if we just talk about like real true facts, that'd be great. Problem is that we have stupid things like the 1619 Project. We have all of these things that are not true that are being taught as truth. And then you have a group of a whole generation of people who don't actually really know any history.
Right.
I mean, that's
exactly.
That's what really is so frightening, is that there is no truth left in the news media. Everybody has their own version of the truth. And now, in as far as history goes, we're all getting our own version of history. I mean, it's just, there's got to be facts, an agreed-upon set of facts. There used to be, I think, we used to agree on at least fundamental facts, and now people can't even do that, and that's frightening.
Yep, it is. It's really, we're in a stiff place here, that's for sure. All right. The economy is number five on the countdown, and here we go with the debt. You've seen this probably now projected to be larger than the U.S. economy. We owe $27 trillion. The debt's up by $4-plus trillion since the start of COVID. And where do we go if we have another one of these? Yeah. Whether it's the Republicans or Democrats, it's going to be another
round.
And
what's the alternative? I mean, that's the other thing. Is as much as I don't like to spend money, what's the alternative? People need help.
Right. You have to.
All the airlines are ready to go out of business. And that was, there was supposed to be a special, it seemed to me this week, I don't know where it went. There were two things. Trump said we were going to do the $1,200 thing, and then Congress said we got to bail out the airlines. And I don't know where that, at the end of the week, I'm not sure where either of those two things were. But if you don't give the airlines $50-60 billion, come this time next year, there'll be one or two airlines in the United States. Hey, imagine what kind of a fiasco that would be. Good God. So, anyway, the debt, even some of the deficit hawks are urging the White House to approve another round of stimulus, even though it adds trillions of dollars to this big
hole. That's how you know it's really bad. If the hawks are saying, all right, look, we really need to help people. If it's that bad, and Jerome Powell said, look, we can, you know, and I'm paraphrasing, he said, this is not actually the time to really take a look, a hard look at what these numbers mean. We need to just get out there and help people and stimulate the economy. Yeah. And so Wall Street listens to Jerome Powell.
Think about all the rest of the economies in the world. They're in the same shape. Everybody's in a hole, so we have basically no money. There's no such thing as real money because everybody is broke.
Well, and now that we've crossed this threshold of owing more than our worth, now we're like Italy. Remember the Greece crisis? We're like Greece now.
Yeah,
and that's what happens.
Who
do we think is really happy about this, guys?
China.
There you go.
Yep, it's all about the Chinese. They're just screwing the world so that they can be in charge. Those guys and that whole situation there, oh, my God, how we let it to get to this point is just an outrage. 28 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
Social distancing has made going to a conventional movie theater difficult, if not impossible. However, what had been an entertainment relic is now a rediscovered form of cinema. According to Mini USA, drive-in movies are the ideal event for anyone with a car, because drivers can enjoy a common experience with friends and family while still taking appropriate precautions. For a free guide with tips and fun facts on how to enjoy a drive-in experience, visit miniusa.com/drive-in.
If you want to hunt turkeys on your home turf this fall, you'll need a habitat that will attract them.
And Michael Waddell, the creator of the Bone Collector series, says that your lawnmower can help. It can allow you to build out a plot of land that's friendly for turkeys to nest, feed, and hide from other predators. For more of Waddell's secrets, check out Xmark's free new video, Backyard Life Turkey Habitat Tips, at backyard.xmark.com. That's backyard.xmark.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas has been in business for 23 years, and my daughter, Karen, has worked here for 22 of those years. She started out driving our big delivery truck, filling tanks when it was 110 degrees in the summer and in the snow in the winter. Many years ago, she moved from delivery and field work to the office with my wife, Judy. Judy is retired, and now Karen is taking over her responsibilities. To further our commitment to locally owned and family-operated businesses in Shasta County, I'm introducing my daughter Karen to you, so if you call the office and I'm not here, ask for her or her husband, Jason. Karen, please say hi.
Hi, this is Karen Wehunt, Chuck's daughter. Since Chuck and Judy are spending more time together outside of the business, my husband Jason and I are here holding down the fort. We are here to answer any questions you may have and to continue the great service our customers have received these many years. Please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
Professor Eric Thompson, twice Faculty of the Year winner at Moreno Valley College, made the mistake of trying to examine both sides of the same-sex marriage issue with his students. He was terminated 2 years ago, and with the help of Pacific Justice Institute, he has won in arbitration and at the Riverside County Superior Court.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Move back into our focus, another half hour here with our ability to discuss the issues of the week. That's what happens on the DJV program as we review the top 10 stories. Just Jennifer Horns here, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, the situation with meds and health care and what's happening because of COVID. I guess the situation in hospitals, has it gone back to what it was in April? Is that
not
confusing
fully.
Me?
It no, depends okay. on where you are, but not fully. There are some states that are reporting that they're, you know, halfway to capacity, and some states have almost no hospitalization. So in New York and New Jersey, where I am, the ventilator use is going back up again, which is really bad news because for a while we had people kind of going in, being treated, but not needing ventilators. Now ventilator use is on the rise. It just really depends on if you're in a hot spot for this, whatever you want to call it, whether it's the second wave or however you want to classify it. There are these hot spots that are building up again. And so hopefully we are prepared if there is a real full second wave and that we don't run into that PPE crisis that we did before.
Pretty interesting how this has affected the sports world. I know here in my neck of the woods in New England, the Patriots game was postponed again because of the concern over the virus. I can't imagine, actually, this season's going to end. It's going to end as planned.
Right, what do you think? Right. Well, your quarterback, Cam Newton, he tested positive. I don't think he had any symptoms, though.
Right.
And then, they did play a game without him, using your backup, and I forget his name.
And
so now
awful.
You're saying that there was another game that was canceled
yes.
after that?
Yeah, there
yes.
was.
Wow.
Pittsburgh, I know, had a cancellation. Tennessee's had a cancellation. So I think.
So where does this all go?
Well, I think that they're doing the best that they can. I think that the difficulty is I don't know how much of a bubble form that they're using right now. Major League Baseball is using a bubble for the playoffs. Basketball
what
has been very
mean?
Successful.
Bubble.
It means that
what
everybody
that
kind of comes in and plays in one place, so there's not a lot of traveling
and
back and forth.
Quarantined there, yeah.
And their families are quarantined. Like, if you watch any of the baseball playoffs, go Dodgers, you'll see that the families are actually on the field because now the families are quarantining with the players, and they're playing it at certain stadiums. They're playing in Texas. They're playing in California. So there's different stadiums that are being used as like centers instead of having people travel back and forth. And that's, I think, far more effective
yeah.
than traveling around and maybe not being as tight with those restrictions.
I don't mm-hmm. think the NBA has had a single case,
no.
have they?
The NBA, in fact, the NBA
that's
has
really
been
amazing.
A model. Yeah, the NBA has been a model for actually COVID research. They've also done some use of experimental drugs. I mean, they've done all kinds of stuff actually as part of the
but
NBA.
The fact
season,
that they're so close and they don't have any equipment on, they're just there. And they've got skimpy uniforms and sweat everywhere.
Right, but like
dreamer.
Jen was saying,
yeah.
though, the fact that they have been from the
Tell
beginning, they did their initial 14-day quarantine, and they only slowly let in immediate family members, wives and children, things like that. So I think the NBA, anybody who says, oh, well, social distancing and masks and all that doesn't work, well, it does, because look at the NBA, not a single case.
Yeah.
So, well, I mean, to me, that's enough science to tell you that's what all of us should be doing.
That, unfortunately, isn't how it goes, though, Victoria. People are having that argument. It's like talking to the deaf, dumb, and blind. And, they made up their minds, and that's the way it is. I had a long conversation with my son last night about the Micron. I've actually found one of those, new masks that has only, what is it, one micron, because the size of this cell, mm-hmm. the COVID cell, is like less than 3 microns. So
right.
unless you have a 1 micron filter, it isn't going to keep the stuff out, or keep you from putting it out. But it still is. There's something psychological that goes along with having the mask on. I don't know whether it's security, whatever it is, but I think it's an important part of all of this. Number three. Focus on the Supreme Court vacancy, although I haven't heard that much. I mean, you know they're pushing it, but because of the president's COVID thing and a couple of other ideas.
You'll hear a lot next week because
really?
The White House has been prepping Amy Coney Barrett. The hearings start on Monday, so next week is going to be it'll be in full gear. And from what I've heard, Democrats last time around got really poorly pulled, at least poor polling numbers, by going after Brett Kavanaugh, calling him a gang rapist and all these horrible things. They're going to do less personal stuff with Amy Coney Barrett and focus more on trying to get her to commit to how she would deal with certain cases, which jurists don't typically do. I mean, Ruth Bader Ginsburg was asked the same questions about how she would rule on certain things, and typically, you can't answer that because haven't seen the case yet.
Right.
So I think that they're going to be trying to press her on that. I just don't know how effective they'll be in getting any answers.
All right. Well, it goes on anyway. The number two item this week, the vice presidential debate. We probably would spend a little bit of time on this, as it did have some impact. The fly, I thought, was the most interesting part of the whole thing, frankly, from my perspective anyway. Listening to I went back in and out of it 3 or 4 times, and I have not much use for either one of them, frankly. So maybe that prejudice got in the way of me.
Who's your favorite government official? Because you don't like anybody. I mean,
right.
really, truly, there's not
the chairman.
Ever like,
you really
you're like
do
that's
like.
My guy. That's my girl. That's
the
somebody.
The chairman of the city council in Framingham.
Okay. That's who my favorite.
So someone we
and Marianne Williamson.
Right.
Marianne Williamson would be.
Oh, I love that you just brought that back up. We're gonna defeat him with love.
Yes. Right. Well, couldn't we use a
little
of that?
I know. See, there he goes.
Hello.
That's what we want.
See?
That's
I
what we want.
I think we could use a little more of that and a little less of the confrontation and the garbage that goes on and that smirk on Kamala Harris's face as Pence was admittedly kind of pandering to her. I thought he was, I don't know, it's just such a damn waste of time. But you two, go ahead. Give us your insight into what you saw, what you thought.
I think it was a waste of time. Not,
yeah.
I mean,
Is it weird? I liked this one, too. I like
it.
Really?
The only one who, like, seems to love
yeah.
this stuff.
Yeah,
I
okay.
I love this stuff. I don't know. It's just
well, it would be all right if there was something there. There was nothing
there. Here's what
we
need to do. You know what we need to do? We need to all get on a Zoom call and watch, like, have a debate party, because I know I can make you guys find the entertainment. I know it.
All right, so we'll have a Zoom party the next time there's a... When is that? Well, we don't know. Frankly, that's probably not going to be another debate, or maybe there isn't going to be a debate between the two principals here. What is the latest on that in terms of whether there is or there isn't, there will or there won't?
As of right now, the 15th, as of October 15th, we don't have one. I mean, there'll be a third debate after that, which will then go on to be the second. But I think
why
Trump's
even
gonna,
have them? Why? What
well,
comes out of him?
Because they're important.
Trump's going to, what? Because Trump can come out and badger Biden, and Biden can try to remember what his last words were. And
oh,
so
come on.
Away
that's
we
unfair.
Go.
Okay,
sorry.
Is it?
That's why
they don't want him in virtual space, because they know he'll be on teleprompters. The only way he can handle himself is on teleprompters.
That's not true,
Jay. That's true.
That's not true at all. He handled himself without a teleprompter, and Trump screaming at him the whole time. It was ridiculous.
That was cool.
He did. It was an embarrassment.
He lost his cool, called people clowns as a sitting president of the United States.
He is a clown.
Very rude and dismissive.
He apologized for that, but... At that point, it was ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah.
Clown isn't, that's not really fair either, now that I think about it. Trump, nobody wants to deal with this. Trump needs emotional help. He needs a therapist. He needs somebody to deal with him.
If you had been badgered with false claims and had a previous administration working against you to get you out of office, I've heard when you've had advertisers go against you and you are like hurt for months. Imagine the whole country, like the government,
but
and the power
going in that position.
No, he didn't.
He ran for president.
He ran for president, and he had
the largest
political scam.
You think this is going to be easier on
Biden?
Do
not normalize the fact that the FBI and the DOJ spied on him. They took over the whole campaign based on false information that was paid for by Hillary Clinton. Give me a break. They always ask about Trump's peaceful transition of power.
So
he was not afforded that.
Everything about this country has been corrupted.
63 million votes.
By,
for 3 years.
There was a question on Family Feud last night. Rate on number one from 1 to 10. How important is money in your life? And they were, one answer was 6, and one was 7. 1 out of 10. And Harvey said, "You're both lying. It's 10, and you know it." And that's, I think that's it. That's what people will judge. If people don't have jobs. And there's trouble in paradise as far as money is concerned, which is going to be November. That's the way the election goes. I think that's how you shake it out. Speaking of the election, we've got a focus on debates and that sort of thing. But we also have the president's battle with COVID and what the bottom line is there. We'll get to that as we continue here on this week's Talk Radio Overview. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn. With the charts for the week of October 5th to the 9th, I'm Doug Steffen. Let's start with number 10, a focus on Facebook, their political ad policy, basically social media and the bias that goes with it, some people think anyway, and whether all of these things should be censored. Number 9, our foreign policy, relationships with China and Russia, mostly in the focus. Situation with the wildfires, hurricanes, what's going on with the weather. Number 8, education. It's been called a crisis. Is that what it is? What's going on with your children and their education? Number 6, race relations and police reform. Number 5, the economy. Look at the hole we've dug for ourselves in our country and around the world. Number four is COVID. Number three, the transfer of power. And number two is the presidential race. And then the president getting COVID is number one, as you can imagine. That's the story list from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Cancer of the bile duct, or cholangiocarcinoma, is a rare cancer that usually has no symptoms until it's very advanced.
Most of them are high-grade and difficult to treat.
Gastroenterologist Dr. Brett Peterson says part of the problem is the makeup of the anatomy where the cancer is located.
It can be within the liver, which is more difficult to treat and more difficult to remove surgically. It can be right at the junction of the ducts, such as where a trunk of a tree splits into multiple branches, or it can be below in the major trunk where surgery is much more feasible.
Dr. Peterson says that's important because
surgery is a preferred treatment and the best approach for cure.
He adds that treatments using immunotherapy or antibody therapy are also being studied with hopes for the future. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with the charts for the week of October 5th to the 9th. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's start with number 10, a focus on Facebook, their political ad policy, basically social media, and the bias that goes with it, some people think anyway, and whether all of these things should be censored. Number nine are foreign policy relationships with China and Russia, mostly in the focus. Situation with the wildfires, hurricanes, what's going on with the weather. Number eight, education, it's been called a crisis. Is that what it is? What's going on with your children and their education? Number six, race relations and police reform. Number five, the economy. Look at the hole we've dug for ourselves in our country and around the world. Number four is COVID. Number three, the transfer of power. And number two is the presidential race. And then the president getting COVID is number one, as you can imagine. That's the story list from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown. Moving into the number one spot this week, the focus on the president's battle with the COVID. What's this? I noticed that the CDC says that white men are not washing their hands. I wonder if the president washes. Anybody follow the president in the bathroom to see if he's washing his hands?
He's a germaphobe, so absolutely he's washing his hands all the time. He's been known for that for years.
Oh, I didn't know that. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like what's his name? Howie Mandel.
Yeah, but he's had to, I mean, he's had to get over that because, you know, but he normally was not. Yeah, he was normally not. Like, I got in an elevator with him once, and he wouldn't hit the button. He had someone else hit the button.
Who?
And that was years ago. Trump.
Oh,
so
really?
he's a known germaphobe.
Check out his hair.
Yeah, it's like cotton candy. Was there a fly in it? No. No.
No flies there. No
fly.
Yep. All right. So the business with Nancy Pelosi saying that he was unstable, the drugs he took were too strong, yada yada. And then there was the controversy. Well, why did he get that drug and I don't? Hello, he's the president. That's why he got the drug and you don't.
Yeah, that's an unfair thing if anyone says, well, how come he didn't get it? That's stupid. But there are a lot of doctors who are wondering, because he was, some doctors have said he was over-medicated, that he was over-treated, and then others are saying, okay, so does that mean that they were being extra cautious, or was his case more severe than he let on? We don't know the answer to that.
He said the Regeneron was great, and he's going to try to make it available to all seniors, because he said he immediately felt better after he got it.
Yeah.
Congratulations to the World Food Program awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. It's contributed to a strong upsurge in the number of victims of hunger in the world. That is helping out. So I guess that makes it appropriate, right? That's good news. Some good news. Good to end on a high note here at 10 before the hour. The Talk Radio Review. Thanks to Jennifer and Victoria. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan to go through the top five technology stories this week that probably will affect you more than anything else in technology. At least that's the spirit behind how Victoria decides what the top five are. So let's get started. Anxious to hear about Etsy. Anxious Etsy.
Yeah, so Etsy, the online marketplace for, you know, handcrafted goods, they were in the news this week. They said that they had to pull all of the radical conspiracy stuff from QAnon, that group, The Etsy spokesperson said that the seller policies prohibit items that, quote, promote hate, incite violence, or promote or endorse harmful misinformation. So in accordance with their policy on Etsy, they removed everything that they can so far related to QAnon. There were still things that were popping up that people were complaining about and bringing it to their attention. Etsy has become a much bigger marketplace, so it's not always the easiest thing to just immediately pull everything down. But there are a lot of QAnon merchandise out there that explicitly promotes Donald Trump and the conspiracy that basically the Democrats are pedophiles. So it's exactly.
In other words, you got to be a Democrat to be a pedophile. Is that the
pretty much. Yeah, yep. Right. And so they also removed stuff from the far-right group, the Proud Boys, that has very strong ties to white supremacy and misogyny. So Etsy is trying their best to combat those things. They're not alone. Amazon, Teespring, and eBay have also done the same thing with pulling down these groups. Facebook completely banned QAnon as well on their pages. Their groups and Instagram accounts were all stripped from the platform. More and more of this stuff pops back up again, but I think it is a good thing that these companies are taking a stand against hate.
I wonder what info is there about Governor Whitmer. All right, number four on our list, Vizio is back in Vizio. They always were thought of as kind of the bottom of the barrel, right?
Well, Vizio has always been, it was the official brand of Costco, the TV brand of Costco. That's how they got started. That's how they became, at one point, the number one brand of television in America. More households had Vizios than any other brand. As prices started to come down from LG and Samsung and, you know, other prestige brands, as the technology became more affordable, it kind of leveled the playing field. So Vizio wasn't really able to offer those major discounts anymore. So what they've done, they've now introduced 4K OLED TVs, which is a step above LED. They have two sizes, 55 and 65 inches. Now you can see the prices are way back up again. 55-inch OLED is $1,300. The 65-inch is $2,000. Best Buy is offering $100 off either model right now. And so, but by comparison, they are still a little bit cheaper because LG's comparable OLED runs for $1,800, and Best Buy actually has it now for $1,600. Sony has yet to set their new prices, but their prices are higher. So you can still get a deal, but the Vizio is just not the same. It's really not the same quality as the other brands.
Number three on our countdown up to number one is a focus on Netflix.
Yep, Netflix is trying to make it easier to find new stuff on the on their streaming service. So they have a new tab called New and Popular, and it's a section that will only show up on TV devices. They haven't rolled it out for apps and for other tablets yet. But they have New on Netflix, then they have Coming Soon, and they have the top 10 row. And this does make it easier to find stuff and then earmark it for your library. They have a new section that I'm excited about. It's called Worth the Wait. That will give you a preview of shows that have not come to the platform yet, but sometime between 15 and 365 days, that's what will end up in the Worth the Wait section. So you can actually save those selections, and when they are live, you'll get a notification. So I think that's a smart thing.
Number two on our countdown list, we are facing changes at Facebook.
Yep, Facebook has taken a big step to integrating its various messaging platforms. So now, if you use Facebook Messenger, you can also then direct message people on Instagram, even if you don't have an Instagram account. This works the other way around as well. If you only have Instagram and you don't have Facebook, you can still use this new message integration system to communicate with people who are on Facebook. So I think it's a good step to combine those two. However, there might be a backlash because, like, I'm an Instagram user, but I don't like Facebook. So they'll have to be careful that they don't force the two into one thing.
Apple has a new iPhone. That's number one.
Yep, we finally got the news we've been waiting for since July. October 13th will be the event where the new iPhone 12 will be unveiled. They also have some new tablets that are coming out and something called AirTags, which will be a rival to Tile with those little tracking GPS tags for your luggage.
How about them apples? Top five items from the world of technology, according to the research done by Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. Ride confidently in the direction of your dreams. Unless it's a bad dream, then turn around.
Go the other way.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $75 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life. Your health. Your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Frost. President Trump says he's ready to return to the campaign trail after the White House doctor issued a memo saying he was no longer at risk of transmitting the coronavirus.
It seems like I'm immune, so I can go way out of a basement, which I would have done anyway, and which I did, because you have to run a country. You have to get out of the basement, and it looks like I'm immune for, I don't know, maybe a long time or maybe a short time.
The president spoke with the Fox News Channel. Mr. Trump Sunday declared that he was ready to return to the campaign trail with a Florida rally Monday meant to kick off the stretch run before Election Day. Louisiana officials have announced a second death from Hurricane Delta. The State Department of Health says a 70-year-old woman in Iberia Parish died in a fire likely caused by a natural gas leak following damage from the storm. Earlier Sunday, an 86-year-old man from St. Martin Parish died in a fire that started after he refueled a power generator in a shed. Meanwhile, Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says Delta was a very big storm.
Even if it wasn't quite as powerful as Hurricane Laura, it was much bigger. While the impacts were evidenced across a large portion of the state, it's obvious that the hardest hit areas appear to be southwest Louisiana and Cameron, Calcasieu, Jeff Davis, Allen, Vermilion, and Acadia parishes.
Delta is the 10th named storm to hit the continental United States this year, breaking a century-old record. Nearly 370,000 customers in Louisiana are still without power because of Hurricane Delta. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett vows to be a justice fearless of criticism as the Senate charges ahead with confirmation hearings on President Trump's pick just weeks before Election Day. Her Senate confirmation hearings begin Monday. The LA Lakers are the champions of the bubble as they defeated Miami 106-93 as Los Angeles captures their seventh NBA championship. More of these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Telephone jurisprudence will continue at our nation's highest court.
The Supreme Court says it will continue hearing cases by telephone through at least December. Why? Because of the coronavirus pandemic. The High Court's announcement extends telephone cases by 2 months. This means a big challenge to the Obama-era health care law being heard in November will take place by phone.
It's correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. The High Court also says it'll continue monitoring public health guidance and determining plans for the January session. A Washington, D.C. judge has filed a temporary injunction allowing Capitol Hill Baptist Church to hold outdoor services with more congregants than the district allows. The judge ruled that the Phase 2 coronavirus restrictions limiting religious gatherings violates the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which applies to D.C. and federal agencies. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. At least 17 people have died when a train collided with a bus in central Thailand.
The tour bus was traveling with 65 passengers on board when it crossed the railway track during rain in Chat Chong Sao, 50 miles east of Bangkok, where a train smashed into the vehicle. Officials said that at least 17 people died and 30 were injured. All of the injured were brought to hospitals. Police say they're investigating. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Dozens of people attacked a police station outside Paris early Sunday with blasts of firework and metal bars, damaging several police cars. No one was injured. It was the latest action among numerous attacks against police officers and sometimes firefighters that Interior Minister Gerald Darmanin says is a sign that France is growing, quote, savage. Last week, two police officers in civilian clothes were pulled from their vehicle at a Paris suburb and shot multiple times with their own guns. One officer remains in serious condition. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the Breakfast Combo Family Meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the Chicken Fried Steak Family Meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry-out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
I'm Lee Hole.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Monthly payments required. See store for details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time to take some action on the chart for the week. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and those said charts are developed by the staff, the management of Talkers, and joining us here is the ultimate manager. Michael Harrison is the at the top of the food chain at Talkers.
And we have a daily buffet.
Yes, right, of talk radio information, yes.
Yeah,
and there is a buffet here, that's for sure. A buffet of buffoons, in a manner of speaking.
I like that. The buffet of buffoons.
Yep, it's really wicked, man. Look at this list of people. Well, let's go through the lists.
Yeah,
stories and people. That's your job as we get started, Michael. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You want to start with the stories first or the people?
Sure. Well, we always start with the stories. And I guess the story of stories is choose your reality. At number 10, we have Facebook political ad policies.
Would I get to choose C?
Choose your reality. Live in the world that you know, we're like spiders. We spin our own webs. And I don't know, maybe it's always been that way. I'm not sure. But Facebook's political ad policy is at number 10, tied with social media bias and censorship accusations. And that's an interesting topic that's been around a while, and it's hot again this week. At number 9, U.S. foreign policy and China and Russia and NATO. At number 8, climate change, wildfires, hurricanes, Paris Climate Accord. A lot of these were sparked by the debate this week. Brought up all these topics. Number 7, the education.
Didn't get any
crisis.
Answers to any of the questions, but the topics.
Oh, you noticed? We'll talk about that.
Zero.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's a shameless dodgeball. Shameless. Yeah.
But the fly was the star of that.
Oh, that fly! That fly was. I think the thing was bugged.
And could be.
Nonetheless, education.
Where's Paul Rudd when we need him?
Wasn't he the fly?
No, there was two flies. There was there was the Vincent Price movie. And
Oh, yes, right. Okay.
And then, of course, Jeff Goldblum. But I looked closely, and I saw the fly. It had the head of Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, Rudd was the ant.
All right, I never saw the ant.
Yeah,
okay. Are you talking about Ant-Man?
Ant-Man, yes, right.
Ant-Man and the Wasp?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ant-Man.
All right.
Popular television.
But my favorite, one of my favorite lines from all movies goes back to the original fly. Let me see if I can do this.
Help me. Help me.
Oh, that was just terrifying.
Help me.
And this spider made its way toward the little fly with a human head and a human hand. Oh, the sadness on the face of that poor victim. Disgusting. Mm. At number six, race relations, police reform, and the Whitmer kidnapping plot.
Wow. What a Mondo Bizarro thing that is. You talk about the right-wing anarchists and their nut bird. Oh, wow. Again, right-winger's a bad name.
All these extremists give wackos a bad name.
And they're getting more extreme with each passing day.
You know. Well, that's why they call them extreme.
Thank you.
And that's why extreme is not good when you have a complicated process such as running a country with 350 million people in it, all seeking life, liberty, and happiness. Extreme can be a little bit dangerous. Be careful about rocking the boat. At number five, the economy, stimulus, taxes, and the openings of businesses. At number four, COVID-19 stats and projections, and health care, and meds. And number three, the transfer of power issue, the SCOTUS vacancy, and the court packing, and abortion. Those three topics, again, born of the debate. At number two, presidential race and the vice presidential debate. And at number one, the president's battle with COVID-19. And that, as we hear in the weekend, is the big topic still. The People Survey, Mark Zuckerberg at 10, Vladimir Putin at 9, Xi Jinping at 8, number 7, Gretchen Whitmer, at number 6, Mitch McConnell, number 5, Nancy Pelosi and Steve Munchkin, at number 4, Amy...
I call him Munchkin. He's a Munchkin.
Munchkin. Can you imagine growing up with that name and having to... How do you spell your name? You know... Amy Coney Barrett is at number 4. Remember her?
Yeah.
And number three, Mike Pence and Kamala Harris. Number 2, Joe Biden. And number 1, Donald J. Trump. And I approve this message. There you go.
All right. So there we have our list. Number 5 story, the economy. I realized something during the week, and I wonder if other people have been talking about it as well. The fact that we have $27 trillion in debt, gone up almost $5 trillion since March. We don't have any money. And thinking about who you'd borrow it from, you want to get right down to the brass tacks of knowing how this thing is going to affect the world and why China created this in the first place. Because they're the only ones now that are not broke. You look at every other country. We're not alone now. Because every other country has gone through all this. They've been stimulating. Certainly, the major powers in the world have had to take their money and try to keep things going. As an example, there are two packages before Congress as we speak. One of them is to give everybody $1,200 again, and the other one is to bail out the airline industry. Because the airline executives all have agreed, if they don't have a bailout, by this time next year, we'll be lucky if we have two airlines in this country. And you think about the staggering impact of that as things, because things are going to come back. But sooner or later, things will get back to normal in a manner of speaking, especially when it comes to travel, because that's a mainstay of life, not only here in America, but around the world. But just imagine that if that were the case around the world, airlines all going broke or countries going broke, that we're all in the same position with one exception, and that's China. So those people.
How do you know that China is okay? I mean, they're so mysterious.
Well, I don't know. I think maybe that's a question for one of the reporters from the Epoch Times. By the way, you announced something this week that I think is worthy. It kind of goes with our focus on China. It's a new podcast with the folks from Santa Cruz. Do you want to talk about that a little bit? Because it's fascinating. I think
KSCO in Santa Cruz, a station that's extremely inventive.
That's for sure. Well, you have to look at the guy who runs it.
He's a dear friend of ours.
And, he is. Yeah.
They launched a show that's really an expression of his awakening to the dangers presented by the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party.
Yep.
And when you hear the folks, the words, CCP, that's the Chinese Communist Party, and PRC, the People's Republic of China, both.
You know that I lost an advertiser because I referred to it that way because the advertiser said it was racist.
Well, you know, it's all part of the complex verbal stew that we're dealing with here. China is a nation, and we're talking nationally. The Chinese people, you know, that's a different situation. And, you know, Americans and Chinese people have gotten along for years very well.
Well, we ought to get along. It's the government that have the government there. And you wonder what the real feeling is. I don't think we don't have a sense of the pulse of the people in China, really, as to what they think. You can listen to the folks from, like, the Epoch Times, who have insight into what's going on and are telling stories that are far different than what you get from the mainstream news media.
Yeah. Definitely.
Anyway, back
but
to
just
this
to
podcast.
Finish, just to yeah. It's not really a podcast. It's a live radio show.
Yeah. Okay.
Anything can be a podcast, but to term something that's a radio show as a podcast.
Sorry.
It's putting the cart before the horse.
Right.
It's a radio show. It's on Thursdays Pacific time, 2 to 4. It's in its, I think, 6th or 7th episode. It's going to be on, it's till further notice, which means it's a real series. And it's called China Über Alles. Über Alles means above all. It was something that the Nazis used. Germany above all. It was back in the war. Well, it's
pretty appropriate.
Yeah, well, I mean, it pulls no punches, and it basically is a show every week talking about the dangers presented by the Chinese Communist Party, and it's certainly an interesting development.
Now, there are three Chinese. Michael Zwirling is the person we were talking about that owns the radio station KSEO. We're heard on the partner station out there, KOMY, which is another station he has in that market, and so. The treatment of the issues, this is the first time, it kind of is in league, though, with the Epoch Times, where you're getting alternative sources of information that aren't encumbered by some government bureaucrat, right, in China, because they have a state-run news agency like the Russians.
Well, the Epoch Times was thrown out of China. Their reporters were arrested, tortured, banned, they're anti-communist, but... The host of that program is a fellow by the name of Nan Su, who is a reporter for the Epoch Times.
Yeah.
The other host of the program is a woman named Amy Hao, and she was, she's a mature woman, but when she was young, between 17 and 27 years old, she lived 10 years as an internee at a Chinese labor camp.
Oof.
And the third host is Bill Graff, who's a member of the KSEO team. A good guy.
So if we go to talkers.com, where Talkers Magazine is, we can get more information and access to that as well, right?
Yeah, just go to KSCO.com. KSCO.com.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, all right.
Enough about that.
Well, I think it's a good thing to bring to people's attentions. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen going through all of the charts, and we'll have some anecdotal information, as we usually do, our own thoughts about what's going on in the world of news talk radio. I thought it was interesting that Rush Limbaugh and the president, I think Limbaugh has been getting more treatment for his cancer, and we all hold a good thought for him, as getting more serious as time moves on. But apparently there was a get-together, sort of a town hall plan, right, to have the president on. Wonder how. I've said this to you, I think we even said it on the air, that the people that are worried about who goes on if something happens to Limbaugh, Trump is the perfect choice. He'd be, I'm serious.
But he has to achieve a loss in the election to pull that off. I don't know if he's able to do that.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
It'll be pretty soon. Think about how convoluted that statement
is. That
is,
exactly.
He has
right.
to achieve a loss in the election, and we don't know whether he's capable of doing that.
Like that old song from the 60s, Gotta Be Cruel to Be Kind.
The Talk Radio Countdown. Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Veterans face treacherous situations filled with peril while serving our country. Many veterans come home physically injured, suffering from PTSD, have traumatic brain injuries, or other ailments. At an unprecedented time in history, our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals and their homes. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Over the past year, Help Heal Veterans has sent nearly a 500,000 therapy kits to isolated veterans and active military. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates, manufactures, and distributes therapeutic art and crafts projects for our veterans and military, making things better together. Join us in supporting an isolated or sick veteran and help them through this desperate time. To learn more, visit healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization that has been helping veterans for 50 years. healvets.org.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Magnet schools serve many Connecticut communities with primarily Black and Hispanic students. So to ensure racial integration, rules were adopted requiring at least 25% of new students to be white or Asian. One school in New Haven had to close because it could not meet those requirements. And in Hartford, Black and Hispanic students have been turned away. A brave group called the Connecticut Parents Union is suing the state because its enrollment standards discriminate. Discriminating against any group is wrong because it misses the greatest lesson of the American Civil Rights Movement, that people should not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. America's first principle is that all people are created equal, and our policies ought to reflect that.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now we move on or back into our focus on the world of News Talk Radio. Michael Harrison is with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael's from Talkers Magazine, stories and people. Most interesting person of the week from that 10. If I were to say to you, Michael, who's the most interesting person, what would you say?
Steve Mnuchin.
Because you can say his name.
The most interesting, what? think quick. My gosh, a list that has Mark Zuckerberg, Vladimir Putin, Xi Jinping, Gretchen Whitmer, Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi, Steve Mnuchin, Amy Coney Barrett, Mike Pence, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, Donald Trump. Who's the most interesting? Donald Trump is the most interesting person.
Really? In what way? How so? We all know who he is by now, don't we?
Well, he's still interesting. I mean, he dominates. We're going to go through withdrawal if he ever leaves. I mean, we're going to have to. He has to.
Well, he's
going to
leave sooner or later, one way or the other. So.
Well, yeah, but I'm simply saying is that there's a perverse addiction to this man in our culture. People hate him. People love him.
Do people really understand him? I get lots of brickbats thrown at me when I say the guy needs help. I feel. I don't take the same shots at him that other people do because I think it's unknowing. I think it's unfair in a manner of speaking because the guy is in need of some help. It's pretty obvious if you have any kind of... And all these people that, I hate him. Now, what do you hate? What does that word mean? He stands for all that's evil. He stands for what a lot of people believe in. One way or another, or do they really? Do you think people actually know him? Is it him, or is it his beliefs? What is there that puts him at that pinnacle that you just described?
I think it's his hair. I think people are. I think the combination of his hair and his makeup.
Okay.
I think. Your questions are rhetorical.
Somewhat.
The book of Trump. The interesting part of this fascinating question about what is it about, what's the story with Donald Trump? Because we're in the forest, it's hard to see the trees or it's hard to see the whatever, history will tell. And the book of Trump has really yet to be written. We're still living in the Trump era. Someday when we are beyond the Trump era and the ramifications will reverberate on beyond him, history will be the judge. We're too close to it to tell. But certainly is a controversial figure, and he definitely is, in my history of tracking this stuff, the most talked about person on talk radio and in the media that I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
More people talk about Donald Trump than talked about the Beatles during Beatlemania.
But why? By the way, there's a great new book about John Lennon coming out this week.
80 years old, he would be 80.
Yeah, right. Yeah, anyway, excuse me. Why is it? Do you think he purposefully does what he does, or is it just his instinct? It's just him. It's his DNA.
Well, both. We're all the result of our DNA. We're all the result of our instincts. Look, aside from what one thinks about Donald Trump as a political position, as his policies, as a psychology, as an individual, his craving of attention, his craving of publicity, his craving to be in the spotlight is so overwhelmingly huge that that's the driving force that led him to be famous enough to be able to pull off what he did in terms of achieving the presidency.
Right. So would you, some people say that that's an imbalance and it needs treatment?
Well, I some people will say anything. I do not think that anything could treat Donald Trump, and I don't know whether or not...
a good psychologist, good psychotherapist wouldn't do him any good.
I don't know if he needs that. I don't know whether...
I think
he does.
We'll
talk more about that after the break.
Will we? Promise?
Yeah, I do. I think it's interesting.
Yeah, okay. So we continue another half hour of this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen at 28 after the hour.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. Your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping how to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hepatorenal syndrome type 1, or HRS1, is a life-threatening rare disease characterized by complications of liver disease that strikes quickly and can lead to kidney failure. Here's Maine Senator and Women in Government Board Chair Stacey Garin with an important message.
Did you know that 30 million Americans are affected by a rare disease? And if you or a loved one have a rare disease, it is important to know that you are not alone. There are many organizations that can support you and your families. To learn more, visit womeningovernment.org.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. The Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexper Lane. Reading Home Helpers. Serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke can tax, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in a Holiday Market shopping center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Here we are back into the fold here, second half hour of this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits, like the music radio days. And I guess they still do have countdowns, though, right, Ryan? Do local stations do countdowns anymore? I did a local countdown show in Boston back in the 70s.
They do that? Local stations do countdowns? No. I mean, no. There might be one or two someplace, but no. No, local stations do very little local
losing. Right, exactly. That's a state of the, it might be something to spend a moment or two on, but let's go back to what you were saying before about Donald Trump and where we are, I think.
Well, you were asking rhetorical questions about Donald Trump. Why is he so large on our minds? Well, first of all, presidents are. You know, if just being president, you become overwhelmingly the number one person.
Do they deserve the attention they get?
That is a very good question. That is a question I can't answer. I don't know the answer, but I do know the question is one that I think about all the time. Is it healthy for an enterprise as complex and big as the United States of America, with so many things going on, to devote so much of its national conversation, its national news coverage, even its regional and its local news coverage, on the activities of one person?
Dangerous, I think. Sick.
Yeah. That troubles me greatly. So my answer to your question is too much attention is paid to the president.
Mm-hmm.
Too much. It's a diversion. It's entertainment.
Right.
It's reality TV.
And so what's the purpose of the diversion? Why is it that one report, the bias was so obvious with Susan Price from USA Today, the questions that were given to the Pence, I just thought it just reeked of one-sidedness. And it's just that all these people in the news media that think they're smarter than everybody else, you need to listen to us, we've got the thing, you need to not like Trump, you need to not like Pence, because we say so. Well, who the hell are you to say so? And that's really kind of one of the real snafoodles to having a real good, well-run country, I think. The country is in danger. I think we've always said news is important, and having a fair, and I take the Fox thing, but really to have real fair and balanced information is hard to find these days.
It's hard to find it on one channel.
Yeah.
You can find it if you create an album of all the different points of view, but they're all extreme.
It takes time and it takes work.
Yeah. Well, I came to the conclusion watching the debate that both sides are telling the truth that the other side is lying.
About
everything. I just said.
I'm saying both. One side's telling the truth about which.
I said both sides are telling the truth that the other side is lying.
So you want to translate that for us?
Think about it. Both sides are lying.
Yes.
Therefore, when they accuse each other of lying, they're telling the truth.
Because the other side
that
is lying.
Both sides are lies. That's the point.
Yeah.
And let's slide into the dodgeball.
How dangerous is that? Yeah.
If you want to pick a side and believe that your side is the truth and the other side is lying, you'll sit there and go, oh, lies. But both sides are lying. Therefore, when both sides attack the other for lying, they're telling the truth. This is an incredibly negative syndrome. And it's dangerous as hell. Because we're losing sight of what the truth is, because we have our egos and our interests.
And it starts, Michael, with number 7 this week, the education crisis. It starts in schools, because teachers no longer, and I say this in a generality, there may be exceptions to the rule, but my read on it as a student of education is that teachers, many of them, if not most of them, are like the news media. They think that they know it all, and you ought not to be taught how to think, but what to think. And what I think is more important than anything else, so that's what you'll learn. So kids grow up with this bias, not knowing that there are two sides to an issue. It is dangerous isn't even the right word for it. It's obscene that some of these people in positions that influence the young minds of today with that crap, and they don't, you know, it's not a learning session, it's a listening session.
Teaching your children is a double-edged sword. Mm. Teaching your children values, teaching your children your religion, teaching your children your nationality, your roots, your people, pride, all of these things. There's a very, very fine line between teaching and brainwashing.
Mm-hmm.
And think about that. and you stop and realize just how difficult it is to have a society, have a family, raise a child, run schools, culture, religions that respect other points of view but adhere to their own values and do so in a way that actually doesn't create war and discord. Very difficult.
Mm-hmm. It is. No question about it. Number six on the countdown is the focus on race relations. I thought it was pretty telling this week that that officer in the Jonathan Pryce shooting was charged with murder, and but he was also fired. But when you get right down to it, what the police chief said was that Officer Lucas was, quote, terminated for his egregious violation of the city's and police department's policies. So isn't that happening with all of these things? Do you think some people think I overplay this. This has not to do with my own, well, I guess it does. My own persuasion on this is that we have too many police officers who don't know what the hell they're doing. We need much better training. They need to be paid more, and they need to have fewer of them because there's just too many police, and they don't know oftentimes in some. I say this generally. In some cities, there aren't enough. But you know what I'm saying.
Mm. Well, I mean, running a police department and having a good relationship with the community and walking the line between enforcing the law and not over-enforcing the law.
Right.
Talk about difficult challenge. I mean, these are all manifestations of well, they're manifestations of our human imperfection. I mean, if we didn't have crime and we all followed the rules and we had just rules and all that,
yeah,
we wouldn't need police.
What are we talking about? So now, yeah, law enforcement is preparing for the next potential problem, which is election-related unrest. You see that going on in my own community here. The mm-hmm. police are prepared to be at voting. I don't want to see a policeman at a voting booth. Do you?
I've never seen one. I'd rather see a policeman than a gang of you know, baseball bat wielding extremists.
I suppose. Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You know, I mean, choose your poison. You want to have criminals or do you want to have police? You know,
well,
both are dangerous.
Yeah, that's it. And so, how do we meter that? I think that's the question.
Going back to the number seven, the education crisis. We got a lot of rebuilding to do.
Yep. Can we do it? Especially when we're broke, because back to the economy, we don't have any money. There's no money.
No, we can print more. I mean, you know,
yeah,
it's
we
easy.
Can do
just,
that.
Just print more and then mess it all up in a bunch of, you know, verbal mumbo jumbo, which is what economics is, isn't it?
Yeah, it isn't. It's the value system. I got a kick out of Steve Harvey on one episode of Family Feud this week. I quite like that program, and I quite like him. He asked the question of the team, pick a number from 1 to 10 as to how you value money. And people were kind of squirming. Well, one guy said 6, another one said 7, and he looked at him and said, you're a lion. It's a 10, and you know it. So, you know, it kind of is, really, when you get down to it, right?
Well, I mean, value money. What does that mean? Value survival? Value
what it can do? Freedom? In some ways?
Well, there's a spectrum between freedom and survival.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
survival is a form of freedom, isn't it?
Sure is.
So, you know, everything is relative, too. It's your condition compared to what it might be or what it was. You know, sitting in a cave in a storm with a little fire, you know, could be extremely comfortable, as opposed to being in a luxury suite at an expensive hotel. I mean, it all depends on what are the possible dangers that you are being protected from. And, you know, the juxtaposition between pain and pleasure, or pain and no pain. This is all psychology, and we are complicated as heck. So,
in my world or in my thinking, I don't think enough people let their heart speak for them. They use their head and they don't use their heart. And I think that's why we have so much callousness and anger and this crusading that's going on. If you really listen to your heart, who did that song? Is that a Bonnie? Who did Listen to Your Heart? The Bonnie Raitt? Who did that?
I don't know that one.
Yeah. Listen to Your Heart. Have you heard? Phil will find it for you. Meanwhile, time for us to take care of your heart, your head, your body, all of these things. You hear me a lot talking about Calitrin. Well, I sort of put the two messages together in a manner of speaking, because Calitrin will help you lose weight, keep your body in shape. Now, what are you doing for your brain? That's the question at the moment. I suggest you consider the dietary supplement Prevagen. Prevagen will give you a healthier brain and better life because of the combination of natural ingredients that are in there, including a lot of vitamin D. So take care of your brain like you take care of your body. Prevagen. Make that a part of your daily routine so you have that better life. If you've got a short-term memory itch that needs to be scratched, you know it as well as I do. Get older, we all do it. Michael does it, I do it. We forget things. And so this will help support that brain of yours, especially in terms of age-related cognitive impairments. That sounds like you're sick. No, you know, you forget stuff. We all do. So make it easier on yourself. Add Prevagen to your daily routine. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. On the people list on the Talk Radio Countdown, number 10, that position belongs to Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook. At number 9, Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, as I like to refer to him at number 9 and number 8, actually both of the folks, because of our foreign policy and what may be the collusion between Russia and China, leaders of those two countries are at number 9 and number 8. Gretchen Whitmer, number 7, because of the attempt on her to capture her or to kidnap her. Number 6 is Mitch McConnell, the usual with him. Nancy Pelosi is 5. Amy Coney Barrett is 4. Mike Pence tied with Kamala Harris at 3. Biden is 2 and Trump is 1. Nothing unexpected there. As you get around and figure out what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, surveys done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, thanks to Michael Harrison and his crew. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-855-380-4220. 1-855-380-4220. That's 1-855-380-4220.
Attorney advertising. William Stephacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Granton, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with the charts for the week of October 5th to the 9th. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's start with number 10, a focus on Facebook, their political ad policy, basically social media and the bias that goes with it, some people think anyway, and whether all of these things should be censored. Number 9, our foreign policy, relationships with China and Russia, mostly in the focus. The situation with the wildfires, hurricanes, what's going on with the weather. Number 8, education, it's been called a crisis. Is that what it is? What's going on with your children and their education? Number 6, race relations and police reform. Number 5, the economy. Look at the hole we've dug for ourselves in our country and around the world. Number 4 is COVID. Number 3, the transfer of power. And number 2 is the presidential race. And then the president getting COVID is number one, as you can imagine. That's the story list from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown. Let's get back to it. Talkers Magazine is the Bible of the talk radio industry. Michael runs it. Michael Harrison from Talkers here. And if you go to talkers.com, anytime you can find the list of stories and people. It's all there. A lot of information about the programs and the hosts. Things that a lot of people, this is for the industry. It's an industry trade magazine that lots and lots of fans of the format read. And they learn about ratings and things like that. And sometimes I bet you they send you notes. What does this mean, Michael? You feel like you should explain
Well, a lot of times I get notes from people who don't understand that we're a professional industry publication and think we're a consumer publication. Mm-hmm. So they want to know why we don't take political stands on things and or how could we possibly say that Rush Limbaugh is the number one talk show host or Sean Hannity is the number one talk show host when they lie, you know, that type of thing. We get a lot of that. And we are just non-judgmental. Right. I mean, we're judgmental in terms of, you know, if somebody were so dangerously off the charts of standard American legitimate positioning, you know, but these people, these are all legitimate points of view, the left, yep. the right, the center. And just because inflamed debaters, you know, want to say Rush Limbaugh's a liar or, you know, the left is crazy. And, you know, come on. There's always going to be a left and a right, or you don't have a balanced psychology in a country.
The Michael Harrison interview this week, passing of Van Halen makes me think more about this. Give us 10 seconds on the
John interview. McEwen. John McEwen of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band talking a little bit about country's battle between being country and being rock.
Right.
Excellent.
The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Wow. John McEwen on the Michael Harrison interview, mhinterview.com, 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show now continues with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, college professor, lawyer extraordinaire, and head of the Scamicide.com website, which really will help you if you're in need of some kind of direction. Somebody stole your identity. I think we look at some of the things that are dangerous. Notice this week McAfee listed the most dangerous celebrities. That is, if you go to their website or sat at, you know, on their Facebook page or Twitter or something, you're likely, more likely to be hacked than not. So is there a remedy for this other than not going after these celebrities? What do you think, Steve?
Yeah, it's fascinating. I always look at that every year, and I think it's a good indication of my age. As the years have gone by, I recognize fewer and fewer of the people on it. The gist is, anything that is of interest to the public is, of course, interest to scammers. So these particular celebrities, when people go searching for them or information about them or websites, they are likely to find phony websites with malware. And some of the malware now, you know, it used to be you'd go to a bad site, you'd have to actually click on a phony ad in there to download malware. Now there's malware that even if you go to a tainted site, you can end up downloading the malware on your computer, and you can't trust Google. You know, let's say you want to
trust any of them, Facebook.
Yeah,
any of them.
Well, that's true. You know, let's say you even wanted to find something out about a particular political candidate or an athlete or whatever. So you Google the name in, you see what comes up high on the list for a site, and it turns out that that's the one that's up there by the scammers, because Google uses these algorithms to decide who gets a high listing, and there are some really brilliant criminals who know how to manipulate this. So the way around this is, because these phony sites can look really, really good, before you click on the site itself, you take that that address, that URL, and you go to a site called whois.com, and you put in the URL, and it will tell you who actually owns that. I did this once live on TV. We were looking at a phony site that I thought was phony for Walmart, and sure enough, we go to whois, and this site that looked great is owned by someone in North Korea. So you can check it out, and it's probably, unless you're going to a site that you've used many times and trust, a good idea to do so.
Well, I wish I'd have known that this week. I got a solicitation from TikTok out of the blue, and I'm looking at it and thinking, this can't be right. How'd they get me? I'm not interested in TikTok at all.
Yeah.
Especially since they are who they are and where they're from. I don't want anything to do with them, but yet, thank you for subscribing to TikTok under the heading is what I get. So I sent it to my, I checked it out. We talked about it on the air. I checked it out with my web guy, and he said that it was a legitimate email. And then I thought to myself, how the hell did they get my name? But then I thought to myself, okay, this last week or so, I've gotten a lot of unsolicited email to join this, do that, go here. So what's that all about?
Unfortunately, it's very hard to maintain your privacy today. So the bad guys will illegitimate gather information from data breaches at various institutions, organizations, agencies that you do business with. And in other instances, they may even legally gather information like your email addresses from lists that are compiled. And you didn't even know that you gave the approval because it's buried in one of those things we click, we agree to, and we don't even read them.
From the list, the story list from Talkers, number six is police reform. I see the officer charged in Jonathan Price's shooting death has been fired. They didn't work too fast to get that done, but you look at some of these, then people say, there it is, the news media after the police again. So in this case, well, in a lot of these cases.
This is not an all-one-way or an all-another-way situation. Police around the country need reform. Just about everything needs reform. It's not saying that policing isn't generally good, but we need some change.
Yep, institutions. All right, quick update on the SCOTUS circumstance. We've got a few seconds for that. Is it Amy Barrett? Mrs. Barrett? Is she Mrs. Barrett?
You know, I'm not sure, or is that her maiden name?
Coney is her maiden name. That's why she.
Yeah, it's going forward. It's going forward very, very slowly, mostly because of the coronavirus. And I have some questions about whether they're going to have sufficient senators to be able to vote in a manner that's legally enforceable.
I don't think it's going to happen, frankly. All right, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our lawyer and legal expert here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. Hot Patrick Cross, Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett vows to be a justice fearless of criticism as the Senate charges ahead with confirmation hearings on President Trump's pick just weeks before Election Day. In an interview with the Salem Radio Network, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says he thinks Democrats will fail in attempts to delay the confirmation of the president's Supreme Court nominee.
They can stretch it out by a few more hours or maybe a day or two. They can make senators come in at odd hours all night long to cast votes. But I am 100% confident that the Republican senators will swat away such dilatory tactics.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Given Judge Barrett's conflicts of interest, she should recuse herself from any decision involving the Affordable Care Act and its protections, and any decision related to the election that we will have on November 3rd.
The Senate confirmation hearings start Monday. President Trump says he's ready to return to the campaign trail.
President Trump says he's now, quote, immune from the coronavirus, and that he's in, quote, very good shape. The president made the comments in an interview on Fox News. He's set to host his first rally since his COVID-19 diagnosis Monday in Florida. White House Dr. Sean Conley issued a memo Saturday night saying Trump is no longer at risk of transmitting the virus, but it did not say whether the president has tested negative for the virus. On Saturday, Trump spoke from a White House balcony. It was his first public appearance since being treated for COVID-19. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Nearly 370,000 customers in Louisiana are still without power because of Hurricane Delta. In hard-hit Cameron Parish, nearly three-quarters of customers don't have power. Utility trucks could be seen driving westward along I-10 as crews worked feverishly to restore electricity. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
One of the main medical advisors to the British government has warned that the country is at a tipping point in its battle against the coronavirus one day before Prime Minister Boris Johnson is set to announce new lockdown restrictions for virus hotspots in the north of England.
The Chancellor's put in place an unprecedented package of support. This is a good safety net for those individuals, but we understand that it will be very difficult for them. The winter is going to be a very challenging one. We can't promise to protect every job or every business.
UK Community Secretary Robert Jenrick says despite the virus, more money is being invested in training and apprenticeships.
For young people who are being particularly hard hit, we're also, of course, launching the Kickstart program, which is going to support hundreds of thousands of people, I hope, across the country to get that first job and get going again, despite the economic circumstances we find ourselves in.
The UK has experienced Europe's deadliest outbreak with more than 42,000 deaths. This is townhall.com. Microsoft says the U.S. Labor Department is scrutinizing its efforts to boost black employment and leadership at the tech company.
Microsoft disclosed that it received a letter from the agency last month asking about the company's June pledge to double the number of black and African-American managers, senior individual contributors, and senior leaders by 2025. Microsoft's general counsel says the firm's effort to improve opportunities, quote, are not illegal race-based decisions. It's not uncommon for tech companies to publicly tout efforts to increase staff diversity, given the industry's longstanding dearth of black, Latino, and female workers in technical and leadership positions. Jeremy House reporting.
California state legislature just passed and the governor signed a bill to explore providing reparations to California's African-American population. Critics point out that California was admitted to the Union in 1850 as a free state, and there was never legal slavery in the state. More of these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenny.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In September, we're talking to all your favorite archetypes, everyone from law enforcement to stage performers. And in October, we're celebrating Halloween all month long by looking at different literary monsters every episode.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving into a rather traditional point of view here, it is the Talk Radio Review that you're about to listen to, an hour of conversation about the charts that have been culled by Talkers Magazine. The folks, the staff at Talkers, listens to lots of talk radio programs, the big hosts around the country, big stations reviewing the stories. And so each week, 52 weeks a year, they come up with a story list, top 10 items, and we count those down here with a review, thanks to the work of Jennifer Horn, who does the DGV program with me and Victoria Keelan, also does mornings on KRLA. And I noticed your co-host, Brian Whitmer, who does the KRLA thing, Whitman, him too, was an inspiration for the new late-night host on WABC.
Yeah, my friend. That's my friend, Frank Morano. He would listen overnights to Brian in New York. Now he's doing overnights. Frank is a producer for Joe Piscopo and Curtis Sliwa for years at the Salem affiliate in New York City. Just recently made that move to WABC. Good guy.
There you go. All right, so that's a little bit of trivia about talk radio. Now into the story list. Jennifer Horn is here, as I said. Victoria Keelan is here, as I said. I'm Doug Steffen at number 10. Let me go to you for this one, Victoria, to start with the Facebook political ad policy being set, or just generally a discussion of social media, how biased, and the question about whether you get your news there. There are all kinds of questions about social media that continue to pop up, so apparently this is getting a little bit more focus, yes?
Well, this has sort of been a big week. Facebook has a
compare, I consider it to be a completely useless policy. They said that the week leading up to the election, they're not going to allow any political ads. Like, what does that do? Nothing. Twitter had kind of a big week because as the president came down with COVID, as we all know, he was at Walter Reed. So Twitter had to remind everybody, hey, you can't wish bodily harm on anyone. You cannot wish death on anyone. Regardless of who it is, you can't say you hope Biden gets COVID. You can't say you hope the president doesn't recover. Whatever it is, they have been cracking down on that. And that has been their policy. That's not new. That's actually been Twitter's policy since the beginning. So, but this week, a lot of accounts were taken down, a lot of people put in Twitter jail, and, you know, just in general, people saying really horrible, nasty things on, you know, against both candidates, and, you know, I'm happy okay. that Twitter stood up.
So, I'm not. I think that they need to do free speech. I had a tweet censored, I think. I don't know if I told
you guys
about it.
But you can't wish death on someone.
I didn't. I actually was just responding. No, I know. I actually had this instance this week where I was trying to post a tweet because Michelle Obama released a video this week where she talked about 20 minutes, basically, about President Trump being a racist. And my tweet was simply this. Michelle Obama, just a reminder as to what Joe Biden said about your husband. I took the direct quote as to what Joe Biden said about Obama being an articulate, clean African-American, whatever he said for the first time. And I put the direct quote up there, and I said, hashtag fact check. And Twitter kept pulling it down. I tried to post it 8 times. I showed it to my mom. My mom's like, well, you're calling Michelle Obama a racist. I said, I am not. I am saying, just a reminder, here's what Joe Biden said. And it would not let me put it up until...
But that whole story was so blown out of proportion that it was not what he meant. And Obama at the time said, I have no problem with Joe Biden.
Okay.
That was so
it's what he said, and should Twitter be pulling
yeah,
it down?
Yeah, but that's, I think, yeah, the secondary issue is what you said, Victoria. The primary issue is there free speech there or not? And apparently
right.
because it's privately owned, they can do what they want to, and there is
well,
no.
Well, it's not gray area. It's not just that. It's when you sign on, you are checking the box, and you are agreeing to their rules. This is not a public platform. This isn't public access TV. You are signing up and saying, I'm agreeing to Facebook's rules, I agree to Twitter's rules, and that's a violation of the rules.
All right, so
there's simple.
This. Do some of the groups that are a focus in here, these right, are they the so-called right-wingers? I'm not sure that that's a fair way of describing them. But anyway, this is a group that was thinking about capturing or...
Yeah, they're anarchists.
Governor
they're not right-wingers.
Whitmer.
So let's make sure we get that right.
Yeah.
They're self-described anarchists.
So
yeah, they're some militia group or whatever they call themselves.
Right, but did they get... Were they fed, if you will, they get sustenance by some of the stuff that's on Facebook? Yes, no? Or any social media?
I don't think anybody knows. I think...
If Facebook can turn you into an anarchist, you're pretty stupid. You know, I mean, really?
Well, that's why I don't understand why they're blocking political. Well, no, but I don't understand why they're blocking political ads, because how dumb are you? I mean,
That's why I say that makes no sense to me. A week before the election? Right, exactly.
All right. Next up, number 9 on the countdown as we work our way toward number 1, our relationship with China and Russia. Thought it was pretty interesting that the lab tests on Alexei Navalny, am I pronouncing that correctly now, the Russian opposition leader?
They confirmed it was poison.
Yeah, a nerve agent, in fact.
Yeah.
So do these sorts of things, do they impact or affect our relationship with the Russians or with Putin? We all know. We seem to take the Russians more lightly than we do the Chinese. For all we know, the Russians and the Chinese could have been in on the coronavirus together. Ooh, you don't know that they weren't. You don't know
that's
that
true.
They weren't trying to disrupt the balance of power in the world. The Chinese certainly have made no bones about that. And the fact that we still haven't, there's no policy, speaking of foreign policy, to get American companies the hell out of China and the back, whether it's back to America or someplace else, I don't see other than Trump, I'll give him that. He's the only one that I've seen that really is working toward bringing at least a certain sector, the drug business, back to America. But there ought to be a focus on all of that. Car part, you name it.
Yeah,
the toys, whatever.
We need to start with our pharmaceutical industry, and we need to get that back immediately. It's ridiculous that we rely on China for that industry.
Well, we've made progress on that, which is good. California is going to make their own generics, so that came a couple weeks ago. And then in New Jersey,
why should California do it by themselves? Why aren't there others?
Yeah, it's got to be a move.
It's cuckoo California. They want to do everything
right.
On their own like they were a separate country.
I get it. I'm just saying where there has been progress made.
No,
in New Jersey, my representative, Pallone, he sponsored the bill that has been, I think it's heading to the Senate now, that essentially it frees up university labs in America to work with pharmaceutical companies to develop those key ingredients that we need for generic drugs, number one being insulin. We have got to make our own insulin. And so I am very happy with my representative. I'll be voting for him again coming up in the next election. I think he's done a lot of very practical things where we're actually moving the needle. So in the pharmaceutical realm, you know, Rutgers University is here in New Jersey where I am, and that's a lab that has been very well respected but never really allowed to go beyond that university status. And so to be able to work with the federal government and pharmaceutical companies, that could be a real game changer for the whole country.
Yeah, it's so important. Well, I don't know how anybody can vote for Biden if China is an important issue for them. I mean, Biden has been endorsed by several media outlets in China. During the vice presidential debate, they blocked things that Mike Pence said about China and allowed everything that Kamala Harris said to air. I think that
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
really?
That was a big story this week. And Joe Biden's son, at least, and Biden's brother has been on the payroll of the Chinese Communist government. So when we're asking about who's going to be tougher on China, I think it's really hard for people who are taking that one seriously to justify how they can vote for Biden, because
how can any American?
But that's still all in the past. That's not a current thing. I don't think it would be difficult for Biden and Kamala Harris to be tough on China at all.
I don't think they want to be, because they're Joe Biden owes rent. I mean, that's a problem. When you're on the payroll of them, you can't just turn on.
I think it's hard to make that stick, but the other side of it is that, as talking about the present, they better be on to holding China accountable. Otherwise, their connection to control is going to be very short-lived. 15 past the hour, the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen will continue with a focus on the climate and the hurricane that's moving, as we do this program, into the Louisiana coastline. We'll get to that in a moment.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com. Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan. This is an adjunct to our DJV program, weekly weekday morning. So we have this opportunity to go through the list before Michael Harrison joins the party. At number eight, the wildfires, the hurricanes, all of that stuff. As we do this program, Hurricane Delta is in blasting into Cancun and the Yucatan Peninsula. And then headed up toward the Gulf of Mexico. It's in the same place that they've all been this year. I guess that's, you know, more or less, that's the... And then one wonders what is going on in
that
the atmosphere there.
Yeah,
that's attracting this sort of thing. Meanwhile, Jennifer, what about the wildfires in California? What's the status there?
Still burning over 4 million acres in the state of California. There's a mega complex burning, a fire burning up in Northern California that's burned over a million acres all on its own. I have fires where I am in Southern California, and we haven't even gotten into Santa Ana season yet. For those that are outside of California, in October, usually late in the month of October, we get these very dry, windy conditions that pop up, and that always spells trouble. We haven't even gotten through that yet, so it's going to be a rough fall.
All right. So that's that leads us into number seven, the situation with schools, having them open. A number, I think, there are three or four items on the countdown this week that have to do with the COVID, and this is certainly one of them. I don't hear or feel or get a sense of a resolve here, different parts of the country, different ways, but meanwhile, the kids are still not learning. And there are a lot of people who just say, you know, let's send them to school and let the chips fall where they may.
Good news for parents. I'm pretty sure after Election Day, schools will start to reopen. So that'll be exciting for all of them.
Well, in New York, they've had to, you know, they had to send kids home again for 2 weeks because of the hot spots. And New Jersey might be not far behind it.
21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support, and it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep, is life-changing sleep. It's our weekend special. Save 25% on the Sleep Number 360 C4 Smart Bed with any smart adjustable base, plus special financing and free premium delivery. Ends Tuesday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Meat. When it comes to heart health, is it okay to eat it or not?
Cutting down on meat consumption has clearly been shown in multiple studies to be helpful.
Cardiologist Dr. Stephen Kopetsky says meat, especially red meat and processed meat, is associated with increased risk for many health issues, including heart attack and stroke. Meanwhile, people who follow a Mediterranean diet, which is rich in whole grains, veggies, fruits, fish, and olive oil, have a reduced risk of many health issues.
Not just heart attacks, strokes, Alzheimer's disease, things we're all getting worried about. Almost all cancers, reduces erectile dysfunction, macular degeneration, eye problems we get, multiple things.
So cutting down on meat is a good thing.
Eating a little bit probably won't get you in trouble, but eating as much as you want will.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, moving back into our fold here, the charts for the week of October the 5th to the 9th. On the Talk Radio Review, the stories we're going through, those Each week at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, you can see a list of the stories that are gleaned by the folks at Talkers and the people list as well. At number 7, we were talking about the education situation, and I sort of tie that with number 6. I think that the whole business of dealing with reality in school, like the whole business of Black Lives Matter, are those things being taught? The kids need to be educated as to what's going on with the police. Is that part of what, and if we do that, how do you do it without a bias? That's my question, because there's so much bias presented in schools these days. It's not what to think, it's how to think. And we ought to not be teaching people how to think, but what to
No, how to think is critical thinking. That's what we need to teach.
That's right.
Not
Thank
what
you.
To think, yeah.
Yeah, I had it backwards, turned it around.
Unfortunately, that's what happens sometimes in academia.
It is. No, that's the point. That's a, that's my point in all of this.
Well, I think kids absolutely need to know about race relations and police reform, because teenagers at some point are, you know, or maybe they're going to encounter the police. And so I think that this is, that's an important discussion of, you know, what's going on.
But don't you have to talk about the basics?
The problem is that if we just talk about, like, real true facts, that'd be great. Problem is that we have stupid things like the 1619 Project. We have all of these things that are not true that are being taught as truth. And then you have a group of a whole generation of people who don't actually really know any history.
Right.
I mean,
that's
what really is so frightening, is that there is no truth left in the news media. Everybody has their own version of the truth. And now, in as far as history goes, we're all getting our own version of history. I mean, it's just, there's got to be facts, an agreed-upon set of facts. There used to be, I think. We used to agree on at least fundamental facts, and now people can't even do that, and that's frightening.
Yep, it is. It's really, we're in a stiff place here, that's for sure. All right, the economy is number 5 on the countdown, and here we go with the debt. You've seen this probably now projected to be larger than the U.S. economy. We owe $27 trillion. The debt's up by $4+ trillion since the start of COVID. And where do we go if we have another one of these, whether it's the Republicans or Democrats? There's going to be another
round.
And
what's the alternative? I mean, that's the other thing. Is as much as I don't like to spend money, what's the alternative? People need
bankrupt.
Help.
Right. You have
all
to.
The airlines
yep, exactly.
are ready to go out of business. And that was, there was supposed to be a special, it seemed to me this week, I don't know where it went. There were two things. Trump said we were going to do the $1,200 thing, and then Congress said we got to bail out the airlines. And I don't know where that, at the end of the week, I'm not sure where either of those two things were. But if you don't give the airlines $50-60 billion come this time next year, there'll be one or two airlines in the United States. Hey, imagine what kind of a fiasco that would be. Good God. So anyway, debt, even some of the deficit hawks are urging the White House to approve another round of stimulus, even though it adds trillions of dollars to this big hole.
That's how you know it's really bad. If the hawks are saying, all right, look, we really need to help people. If it's that bad, and Jerome Powell said, look, we can, you know, and I'm paraphrasing, he said, this is not actually the time to really take a look, a hard look at what these numbers mean. We need to just get out there and help people and stimulate the economy. Yeah. And so Wall Street listens to Jerome Powell.
Think about all the rest of the economies in the world. They're in the same shape. Everybody's in a hole, so we have basically no money. There's no such thing as real money, because everybody is broke.
Now that we've crossed this threshold of owing more than our worth, now we're like Italy. Remember the Greece crisis? We're like Greece now.
Yeah,
and that's what happens.
Who
do we think is really happy about this, guys?
China.
There you go.
Yep, it's all about the Chinese. They're just screwing the world so that they can be in charge. Those guys and that whole situation there, oh, my God, how we let it to get to this point is just an outrage. 28 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
Social distancing has made going to a conventional movie theater difficult, if not impossible. However, what had been an entertainment relic is now a rediscovered form of cinema. According to Mini USA, drive-in movies are the ideal event for anyone with a car because drivers can enjoy a common experience with friends and family while still taking appropriate precautions. For a free guide with tips and fun facts on how to enjoy a drive-in experience, visit miniusa.com/drive-in.
If you want to hunt turkeys on your home turf this fall, you'll need a habitat that will attract them. And Michael Waddell, the creator of the Bone Collector series, says that your lawnmower can help. It can allow you to build out a plot of land that's friendly for turkeys to nest, feed, and hide from other predators. For more of Waddell's secrets, check out Exmark's free new video, Backyard Life Turkey Habitat Tips, at backyard.exmark.com. That's backyard.exmark.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything.